past as drummer, I like to focus on a very, very interesting yesod that opens up a whole new dimension of Avodas Hashem that is very, if one looks carefully into the parasha, is very strongly stated in the way Pashas Truma is placed, the posuk of how Pashas Truma is introduced, and how the Kli Mishkan are furthered from there. In other words, if you look at it from the without looking at it into deep, without this particular message, and you don't see the connection to one thing and the other. But if you have this yesod, you see how everything beautifully ties up together. The Balei Musa and the Sforim Kedoshim ask, what's the connection between Nasi's Parasha and Parashat Truma? Nasi's Parasha talks about Nasa v'Nishma. And then it goes on to the Ikhali Truma. What's the connection between Nasa v'Nishma? What's the connection between Kabbalah Satera and Rishim of the Torah and the Parashat Mishpatim and everything there? And what's that? Why does it start off immediately with Ikhali Truma? What connection is there? Number one. Secondly, this is a very good question. The Imre Emes asks, Dabel b'nei Yisrael, v'yikhuli truma me'eis kol ish ashe yidvenu liboy tikhus trumasi. Listen to this meyredig akasha. This solid is fantastic. Now, we all know there's a chiluk, there's a Mishnah in Megillah, as far as I remember. There's a Mishnah in Zavochim. There's a few Mishnahs all over. The Gemara explains the difference between a Neder and a Nadova. A Neder and a Nadova is, the difference is that this Mishnah says, a Neder is a person who says, Hare Olai Korban. Hare Olai Oila. Hare Olai Shlomim. Yeah, Hare Olai Oila. It is a comment upon me as a person to bring a korban. That's Hare Olai. And that is called a neder. A nadova is harezu. Harezu, a person has a cow in his barn or in his field. He goes along and he sees a very juicy looking cow. He says harezu oila. This should be an oila. Says the Mishnah, what's the difference between the two?
That's a nadova, right?
Yeah. What's the difference between that's a nadova? What's a hevdol? Ein bein, says the Mishnah. Ein bein neder and nadova. There's no chiddush between a neder and nadova besides a chrayes. What's the difference? If a person says Hare Olai Korban, Hare Olai Oilo, then even if I eventually decide that this cow should be the Oilo, if something happened to the cow, it dropped dead or got stolen or became a trade for whatever it may be, that's not my problem anymore. Yeah, I still have a problem. Hare Olai, so I, as a person, still obligated to bring a Korban. Yeah? It's still upon me. But an Adavo is I didn't say I have to do it. I said I want this to be the Korban. And if this is disqualified, or if this is stolen, then it's not my problem. I'm no chayes anymore. I am left all the responsibility. Let's move to Hare Olai and Hare Zu. So Hare Olai is on the person. Yeah? Hare Zu is on the chayfetz. Now let me ask you. If you were Kaviyochel, the Gizbor of Hektus, or Kaviyochel, Rabbeinu Shleilam, what would you prefer? A person saying Hare Olai, a neder, or Hare Zu, an adovah? What would you, as an individual, prefer? A neder. Why? Because a neder comes with an insurance policy. Anything happens to it, you're covered. You know, if anything happens to the korban, it gets stolen, it gets breaks its leg, it's got a mum, you're covered. A nadava, though, is only very personal. It's very, very, it's very singular. It's on a chepetz, and therefore you're not covered. So therefore, the hektus does not have an insurance policy. So ultimately, a neder is much more beneficial to hektus than a nadava. Right, the MMS. If so, why the pasuk say that based on yikhali truma islesh asher yidvenu liboy tikhus trumasi? Why the Torah use lashon of nadava? Why, whenever we talk about giving something to the base to the mishkan, it's called the nadava? Why do we say make into a neder? Why does it isha asher yidvenu liboy? A person who wants to do a neder with his heart. In other words, why do you use lashon nadava if the neder is a better lashon? Why does Torah use an adava loshen? Use a neder loshen. And neder comes with an insurance policy. Therefore, you should say, Ish asher yidrena liboy, tikhus ramasi. What's asher yidrena liboy? Why talk about the whole Nesina of the Mishkan Loshon Nedava? You should do the other Abba, you should make it even better, make it more secure. And say, a neder, call the, every neder that you give to the Mishkan, why the Dover that you give to the Mishkan? Nidvas Liboy, Nidvas Liboy, Nidvas Liboy! Moridig Kasha. Okay? Third Kasha. The third Kasha is. The third Kasha is the famous Orachaim HaKadosh Kasha. The third Kasha is my own Kasha. It says, Dabe B'chli Truma, Me'esk al Isha Shidven Neniboy, Tikhu Es Truma. So what's the double lotion? Dabe B'chli Truma, V'yikhli Truma, Me'esk al Isha Shidven Neniboy, Tikhu Es Truma. Just said, V'yikhli Truma, it says in Tikhu Es Truma. What's the double lotion, Tikhu Es Truma? By the way, I'm not sure who it is. I think either the Chidor or one of the Mekabalim say, there's an unbelievable chiddush in this pasuk that whatever person wanted to give, that's actually what he gave. In other words, let's say a person wanted to really give a kilo of gold. He really wanted to give a kilo of gold, but all he had was 100 gram. So the chiddush was that however much he had in diva, say however much he wanted to give, that tikhus tramasi, the diva slave was how much he actually took. It actually took a kilo from his hand when he gave it to you. A person who gave a kilo, but he didn't really, really want to give a kilo, only wanted to give it because of, you know, public pressure, that tikhu estromosi, he only wanted to give 100 gram, really, it went down from a kilo to 100 gram. So the diva slave was how much he actually took. That's a merdiga chiddush. That's what he say. The eighth kodesh shed is vin liboy. How much tikhu estromosi, that's how much he took. But, kapshutai. What's a double lashon in the pasuk? Davening yichlis meiskalish in the middle of tipchus promosi. Why the double lashon? What's the idea over there? First of all, we have a list of things in the parasha. We have a list. The zayis satruma shel tipchus mitom zov chesem choishes cheles hagomon lashoni sheish beizim or es elim adomer es choshim asishitim shemen amorish a whole list of different things we needed. Yeah. And it says Avni Shoyam Avni Melun La'ifa de Lachishem. Fred the Orachaim HaKadosh. One second. Now let's put this into context here. You know, if you go on internet shopping, yeah, let's say take a moshel. You're going to get internet shopping. So what do? You want to buy a camera. You want to buy a camera. There's a big beautiful shop in England called Argos. Yeah, Argos. Go to Argos and they have on Argos online. So yeah, there you have little cameras, you know, the little wind-up cameras and disposable cameras, and then it has the film cameras, and it has the digital cameras, the very cheap ones, £25-30. Then you have the self lens reflex, and it goes up and up and up until you have, you know, 500 megapixel, and it goes up and up. Now, how do you sort it? So you have different ways of sorting it. You can sort it from highest price, lowest price, model. Yeah, you have different ways of sorting it. Says after Orachaim HaKadosh, something seems to be happening over here. Because here we go, from highest price to lowest price, right? Work it out. Zohov, Kesef, Nochoises, Cheles Argomon, Tala Shoni, Oyois Elim, these are all skins. Then, Shemon Amoy, a bit of oil, yeah, a bit of Somim, Cheles, a bit of spices, Avnei Shoyim, Avnei Meluim. Now, Avnei Shoyim, Avnei Meluim are talking about gems, precious stones, things that were impossible to get in the Midbar. Expensive diamonds. They come right at the end. So what happened here? You know, he goes for the camera, the 500 pound camera, yeah, 480 pound, 460 pound, go all the way down to a 20 pound camera, and then you get the 1,000 pound camera. It doesn't work in the order of the sort. It just something happened to the search engine. What happened here? What happened here? The Torah goes all the way from the very expensive to the lowest, and then throws an Avnishem Avni Maluim. Okay? That's another kasha. Another kasha, the final kasha, the Hamak Dover, that's all these kashas I had. All these kashas I had out looking at. All these kashas. The Hamak Dover asks, why the chal do you need a list? If you look at the parasha, it says you should make Vasha Orin. Make the Orin Atse Shittim, Achatse Okoi, a bit of gold, a bit of. So you know, if you just work through the parasha, you see what you need by merely looking at how it's being made. There's gold, there's silver, there's you can see from the parasha what needs. So why do you have to say in the beginning like a whole shopping list, and then later on you start talking about it? Poshut, just say or bring the truma and don't say anything. Later on you see what they bought. Why start bringing a whole list? Those are the kashas. Okay? Number one, why is it placed this way? What is truma after Nasa v'nishma? What's the idea behind that? Number two, what's the idea of the Imre Emes of that's right, of Yidvena Liboy, not Yidvena Liboy. What's Tikhus Trumasi? What's the double Tikhus Trumasi? What's the lesson over here? Why does it go down in levels of later? It goes all the way down and suddenly goes up again. And the Chlal, why do you have the list? Okay? Zod de Baal Shem. The Baal Shem says that this.
This is a terrace
which is going to lead up to the terrace. The Baal Shem Tov says that the reason why you have Kashas Truma after Nasa V'Nishma is to teach me a very, very important lesson. That as soon as you have his Iris, as soon as a person is inspired, as soon as a person has a wish to change, don't think about it too long. Don't mull it over too long. Don't think, you know, oh, wonderful, and say it over to different people. Make a commitment then and there. This is brought down from all the Balei Musar. Make a commitment. Do something about it. Change. Make a commitment right then and there. You know, a person comes to a shul and he starts talking about Lashon Hara, how terrible Lashon Hara is. So don't think about it a whole week later, Taki, right, Lashon Hara. So immediately decide, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to start learning Hilchos Lashon Hara. From now on, immediately, I made a commitment. That is something you'll take with you, because everything else falls apart. Says about Shem Tov, you have Nasa V'Nishma. Ah, Klal Yisrael, Nasa V'Nishma, Malach HaShore, it's Gevaldik. Says Rabbi Yisrael, very nice. But if you don't do anything about it right now, it's going to all disappear. If you wait a couple of months before you start making the Mishkan, what's going to happen? Ah, you're not going to do anything about it. Immediately, next parasha. Nasa V'Nishma, do something about it, build a Mishkan. Do something, commit yourself. Immediately commit yourself. That's the connection between Nasa V'Nishma and the beginning of the parasha. Don't allow the excitement, don't allow the enthusiasm to fizzle out. Immediately do something practical.
Chronologically, hasn't the Het Egel already happened?
The Egel happened
before this.
Yes. But the parashas.
This was only built.
The parashas, no, the parashas.
I understand the parashas, but chronologically, this, the Mishkan was bidyeted, right? I mean, there was no need for
Mishkan.
Mishkan was in the
Kriya.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Fine, I hear. But, okay? But the fact that the Torah kicked them together,
right.
And that's a limit from there. Says the Levi Yitzchak Meditchev, which is Levi brings down, he says, there's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Mati'iru mato'iru es ahavo asher techbod. In Shir Hashirim, in Ches Pasuk Dalet, Per Ches Pasuk Dalet, Matiru, its pasuk says, Itzchem Bnei Shulayim, Matiru, Matoiru, but as Ahavo Ad Shetechpot, which basically means, I have made your doves of Yishlayim. Should you wake or rouse the love until it pleases? That's a sort of shutuk of pasuk. So he says this, Matoiru as Ahavo, when you have Yisoirus, when you have when you're Yisoirus, when you've been ignited with Yisoirus. Don't wait, Esa Avo, the love, Ad Shetechbot, until you make it into a Chefetz. Not until you wish, Ad Shetechbot, until you make it Shetehei Chefetz. In other words, when you have this Eirus, when you have Avo, when you have love, when you're inspired, Shetechbot, make it immediately into something tangible. Create something out of that. That is this Eirus. It's Eirus, otherwise, I remember who said it, Rabbi Becker said, you have Meridig a story, yeah, he said Meridig a vot, it's like a hot potato, you tell the next person, that's it. You know, next person got the vote now, being Yitzhak, and that's it. No, do something about it. Become changed just by that. Commit yourself. You go to a Dafayomi Seum. Go to Dafayomi Seum. Yeah, and you see people, thousands and thousands of people who have finished us. Don't think, wow, it's amazing. I really got to start doing something sometime. Take a Gemara Brachas out and start learning Gemara Brachas. And a Chamamah, it may fizzle out later on. You may get to Shabbos and Bar Shabbos Bar Malucho, or everybody may be Chutzut Chum. But it doesn't matter. The might say you've got yourself off a Homosechta. You got yourself a Homosechta. That is the idea, Asher Techbot. Make a Chetis out of it. Yeah? Make a Chetis out of it. Make yourself, commit yourself into something. Now that he explains, says in Imre Emes, Dosa Peshat in the vault over here. This is Peshat in the vault over here. The lot over here is that a difference in Neder and Adov is like this. Of course, a Neder you're more in short for neder than nadava. No doubt about it. I listen to the difference. A neder, let's bring this into a moshel. Imagine a person comes and he talks about a Rachmana Litzlan, a family who's going through terrible tzaras from Parnasa, and they have a sick child in the family, and there's the mother of the family is dysfunctional, and the father lost his job, and he really spells out the picture, the really grim picture of what's going on. So, and you really feel, oh, Nebuch, I really got to do something. So he comes around, and, you know, he wants money. Okay? What's better? I can say to him one or two things. I've only got $50 in my pocket now. I've only got $50, I'm very sorry. Or you can say to him, you know what? Give me a number, or take my number, come back to me in a month's time, or the end of the month when I have my paycheck, and I'll give you then. So I'll say, that it may be, and I'll give you $100 then. Says the Imre MS, it may be, that at the end of the month you get the $100, but that's not Yiddishkeit. That's not Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is not about making a nedava. Yiddishkeit is not about making a neder. Yeah, I know, I'll give you $100. When are you going to get $100? End of the month? Who knows what's going to happen at the end of the month? Who knows? Maybe nedov. Maybe the Yetzer Hara. Maybe you'll forget about it. Maybe you'll find out that there's more other things you've got to give more to, and you won't do the mitzvah. Says the Imre Emes, a neder is not the ideal. The neder may be most ideal for, could be, on a financial basis, the base mitzvah could be, but it's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from the Eved Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a nedover. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to put your hand in your pocket and say, oh wow, I'm Isaira, I want to do a mitzvah, I want to bring a korban haizu. This is the korban I'm going to bring. No, I'm going to bring a korban, and he got you cattle don't wish this cow, that cow, not didn't really want this cow, really want this cow for a different time, maybe we should buy a new cow, and who knows what's going to happen till then. Ad shetechpot, immediately when you have Isairas, ad shetechpot, haizu. So the Torah says, when you walk for the Mishkan, don't hurry your life, don't come along with pledges. As soon as you come, oh, I want to bring this beautiful silver vase on my table, that's for the base of Mikdosh. Because that is the idea of Yiddishkeit. The idea of growth is not by pushing off ideas. It's not by pushing off your pledges. Making a pledge in 6 months' time, I'll give something. Immediately, harizu. That is nedava, and that's why the Torah uses Lashon of nedava. So here we have the same idea coming again and again. We have Matan Torah connected to Nasiv and Nishma immediately doing something. Right? We have the idea now of why it's Nadova. And now that's a pasuk. That's what the pasuk want to say. Dagav neishro v'yikhli tshomo me'eish kol isha sheidzen libo. You really want to give? Fine! Take chos tshomo, you do immediately. Yeah? Not dagav v'yikhli tshomo me'eish kol isha sheidzen libo. Fine. Everyone's going to want it. No, but now, immediately, take chos tshomo, immediately take it. Tikhu! Take it immediately, don't leave it for later. Who knows, you know, later. The only idea of later is when it comes to the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara! You know, the Yetzer Hara is telling you, Mama, she's got a whole chevra there. You can make a joke that completely cut down the rabbi. Yeah? So wait 5 minutes. And then 5 minutes, wait another 5 minutes. But in the mitzvah, other rabbi. Chaparain, immediately. He's van a libo. Take it immediately.
Okay, so
the
neder is lashon to.
Nededa hare olai. I'll give, don't worry, I'll give. Okay. But not, I'll give this. Okay. I'm not making it something tangible. You've got to make something tangible, you've got to make Yiddishkeit tangible. You've got to be something real there. Asher Techos, make it into a chavis. That's why Yidvena Liboy, not Yidvena Liboy. Moi de Gavod, right? Beautiful. Hey, so this is unbelievable. Zokt of them, so therefore let's understand this. Why do we have this whole source thing of all the. We have Cheles, Hagomon, and all the way to the end, Eretz Einim Adomim, and then we have, finally, Avni Shem, Avni Meluim. Doesn't work. Doesn't go in order. Says Aruch Haim HaKadosh, Fritirutzim. The famous Aruch Haim HaKadosh.
You missed, why do we have Kuku?
I said, the Yukhuri Tikhu Estromasi. Just, if you have Asheid Ven Aliboy, then immediately Tikhu Estromasi, make sure you take it. Make it tangible.
And why the second?
If you've got Nadiva Salev, if you have the inspiration to do something, fine. Take Chesham Rosh, do it immediately, take it. Okay? So Chaim HaKadosh said three very, very important Yisodos, and why it says Avni Shoim, Avni Meluim, right at the end. Gold, silver, everything else, to nothing, all the way up to three Yisodos. The first Eretz he gives is because, and I want to focus this on the halacha I was thinking a lot about, is how different we value with our eyes and with our value system a particular item, and how Torah values something, and how far off we are. In other words, in our value system, something like Avni Shein Avni Meluim is for sure all the way at the top, because it's most valuable. Why is it most valuable? Because it's most expensive and it's most beautiful. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you got out of focus, you got the wrong glasses on. That is not how you value something. You don't value something by its worth in the bank. You don't value a mitzvah how much it is valued by Sotheby's. You work out a mitzvah in a whole different process. You work out a mitzvah in an entirely different way. How do you work out a mitzvah? Says or kind three reasons why the Avni Shein Avni Meluim was the least valuable from everything. Even though in price they're most valuable, who cares? They're least valuable for three reasons. Reason number one was there was absolutely no effort in getting them. It says the Nesi'im brought the Avni Shein Avni Meluim, and it says Nesi'im later on in the parasha when they bought it, it says Nesi'im without the Yud. Without the Yud, they were lacking. It was lacking. Why? Because who brought them these particular stones? Who brought it to them? They didn't have them.
Came with their mom.
They came with their mom. One morning they woke up and had a beautiful package there of a beautiful stone, and it came, and that suddenly came Avni Shein Avni Meluim.
Why dafka that?
No effort.
Why dafka that?
Okay, there's nothing necessary on that. We'll see in a second why they lose their Yud. No effort, and therefore Ela Chilamu could be the most valuable, financially valuable, maybe the most expensive in the stores, but it's the least expensive because it came with absolutely no effort. Number one. Number two, so that shows us that what makes something valuable? Human effort. Number two says that Orach Chaim, you know why it's least choshuv? Because it's something that a human being could get benefit from. In other words, all the other kelim, you won't have to have a nor from the shulchan, you won't have to have a nor from the oring, you won't have to have a nor from the menorah. These are something that the human being wore. He enjoyed it, and that's fine. There's no me'ila with the god, the big tekuna, according to some shittas. And therefore, since the human can actually enjoy it and benefit from it, that's the least valuable. So what do we learn from there? That the most valuable form of chesed, the most valuable form of tzedakah, is when you least enjoy doing it. You get some very geschmack people coming in, you know, and they make appointments very nicely, and all correct thing to do, right? And they come in and they polish and they smell nice, and you sit down and you have a good conversation with them, and they show you some PowerPoint presentation, and you know you really want to give, and so you've got some kids crying on the screen, you know, and you really feel sorry, and he explains to you, you know, how you're going to save your kids' lives, and he writes out a deck, and he gives you a big kiss on the cheek, and he shakes your hand, and he gives you a brochure, and every time it's your birthday he phones you up. You get people like that, and you get some fellow who comes in, you know, who's peckled to yid, you know, he's completely hunchback, and he smells like he just fell off, and he's coming in, and he knocks over the stuff, and then he's biting his nose in his thing, and he starts grumbling away to you. So the mice that this person could actually be, you know, as much, if not more, you know, needing tzedakah. I'm going to give it with the same geschmack. I'm not going to get any hanor from it. I'm never going to see this guy again. No, not going to get any plaque, you know, on his cornflakes box. So therefore, why should I give it to him? Yeah? The teretz is, even if I have no pleasure, I have no pleasure v'chlal, adarabba, something is valued in chesed and tzedakah, the least pleasure you get from it, from the other person. I've rather you should enjoy doing chesed. But if I get no personal pleasure, that goes down in level. And therefore, Avni Shoyim, I could actually wear, can benefit from, a human being can benefit from, that goes down in value. But the third is the most important. And the third teretz of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh was that the Nesi'im said, you know what, Klal Yisrael? There's an element here of, you know, you do whatever you need to do, you bring whatever you need to bring. Anything that's missing, we'll top it up. Now, for a human being, that's unbelievable. Imagine you're building a yeshiva, right? And it's $1 million budget. So you go up to the rich guys and say to them, listen, you know, we need $1 million. The rich guys say, listen, no problem, I'll give you a nice donation. First go around collecting in New York and Paris and London and Montreal and, I don't know, Cape Town and Ramat Beshemesh, you name it, right? And when you finish, you'll top up the rest. Unbelievable! Gewalt! You know what menuchas nefesh a person goes for such a thing? What menuchas nefesh is? You go on a plane, you know there's no pressure. Whatever money you make, you've made. Whatever money you don't make, you get topped up. So what's the big deal? Why didn't the Nesi'im, the Midrash says because they did that, they lost their yud. Gewalt! The Torah says three things. Number one is element of gaiva. Yeah, whatever you guys can't bring, I'll top up. No problem. Right? Gaiva, number one. Number two, you're underestimating Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael had so much, they're going to give. Don't think there's going to be so, you know, that you have to top up. There's nothing to top up. Klal Yisrael are more enthusiastic than you are. Yeah, nothing to top up. Number three is the main thing. Number three is, that is not the way you do a mitzvah. That is not the way Klal Yisrael are taught to do Nedira Shalev. It's Nedira Shalev. Immediately. Don't do Hari Eli. Don't do Hari Eli. Don't do I'll give, at the end I'll give something. Where's Nedivos? Where's doing something immediately? Where's the using enthusiasm to actually make a status out of it? Waiting to say, no, I'll relax, I'll wait till the end, I'll give something else at the end. That is not Choshev. That's not what the Bein Shana wants. And that is why they come right at the end of the list. Right at the end, after Zohar, the Chesed, the least valuable thing is something that a person says, Hari Olai. Hari Zu! You've got to do it in the Divus. Give it immediately. Not say, I will top up everything else at the end. And all I have is Avni Shem, Avni Lohan to give. That is not valuable. That is not Rotsan Hashem. And therefore, even though it could be much, much more pricey than Oyos Eilim Adomim with colored wool, but that's not what Kodesh Baruch Hu values. And therefore, that says right at the bottom. Again, the idea of chepetz, making something into a chepetz, making something immediately. Says Aham HaKdova, why does it bring all this list of things? We can learn what they needed by merely looking and how these things were made. And we can see the ingredients that went into it. So he explains, the chiddush is, doesn't explain why. He says, the chiddush is that when a person went, when Moshe Aaron went around collecting these different things from Klal Yisrael, they only collected the items they had in their hand. The Zov, the Kesef, the Nechoshes. They did not collect money that could buy these things. The chiddush was, they didn't collect $100, $500, $1,000 and bought those items. They collected Zov, they collected Nechoshes. They collected, these were the items they collected, and not money to buy this item, and not even money that the owner laid out money to buy these items. Let's say a person wants to give a kilo of gold, right? He didn't have a kilo of gold. So he took his money, went to the gold dealer, bought a lump of gold and gave that gold to the... That's not what they took. They only took the gold that they actually had in their possession for when they went round. Why? And that's the chiddush. That's what he's saying over here. The whole list is, the dafka has Zov, Kesef, Nechoshes. That is what they collected, and not money that they bought these different things with. Whatever you had. If you had Zov, you gave Zov. You had Nechoshes, I gave Nechoshes. In other words, not talking about the ingredients that went into it, you're talking about what the people had to give. That's the difference. That's why I mentioned this list. Why? What's the idea? Why? Why can't you take $100 or $1,000 and buy some gold and give that? The teretz is, because it's not a nedava, it's a neder. The difference is, if I have a beautiful silver vase sitting on my table, and at every Shabbos I have a silver vase, and now Moshe Ben knocks on my door, yeah? I don't say, oh, don't worry, Moshe, sorry, I've got $500, I'd like to buy you some silver, leave the silver vase, I'll buy some silver. No. That's a neder. I wanted to take that silver vase and with your Nediva Salev give that silver vase from your table and give it to Moshe Rabbeinu. That is Nediva Salev. That is Judaism. That is Yiddishkeit. That is Avodas Hashem. Taking something tangible, making something tangible from his Eiros. And that's why all these kashas come to the same answer by this Yisod. The Smichas are Parshias. The Neder is not mentioned, but the Dover is mentioned. The idea of Vaitikhu Estromosi. Why you have Avni Shem Avni at the end, and why you can't mention this whole list. All from the same Yisod. The idea is Nediva Saleh. That is the idea. Now, lest one think, that if that's the case, whenever we have Ruchnius, we've got to immediately make something tangible out of it. We've got to immediately show a success. We've got to show something real. Immediately, like a tzedakah, immediately give something. The question is, sometimes it poshut doesn't work. Next lesson. And that's the next lesson. Next lesson is the prophet talks about menorah. There's a steer in Rashi. Rashi says in Perek Chof Hei, Pasuk Perek Chof Hei, Prophet Lamed Aleph. The prophet says, "Va'osiso Menorah Zohar Haftarah, Mikshot Te'oseh HaMenorah. Te'oseh is Mat Roshon Nif'al. Te'oseh means it should be made by itself. Te'oseh HaMenorah. So Rashi, why I say Te'oseh HaMenorah? Said Rashi, Mei Eileho. The Menorah happened from itself. Levi Shohayo Moshe Miskashaboy. Moshe had a problem with it. Omelah Kodesh Baruch Hu, Moshe Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you know what, it's too difficult for you? Fine. Hashleich Es HaKika La'or. Throw the kikar, throw the lump of gold into the fire. Vehi nasis meileho, and it'll be made by itself. Lekach linechtav ta'aseh. It doesn't say ta'aseh, but te'aseh, it will be made. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do it. Hashem said, okay, take a whole lump of gold, throw it in. And it became into a menorah by itself. That's why it said
te'aseh.
Ta'aseh. Do it, but te'aseh, it will be made. So how is the menorah made? How can Sparkle did it? Says the Pasuk later in Pasuk Mem, Ure'ei va'asei b'tavnisom asher atemare b'hor. Go and do like the blueprint that I showed you on the hor, says Rashi. Magid sheniskashe Moshe b'maisa ha-menorah. Moshe ben has difficulty making the menorah. Ad sheheroi ha-kodesh boruch menorah shel esh, until the Kodesh Boruch showed him how to make a menorah out of fire. So who made the menorah? Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't know how to do it. Hashem showed him. But then the other pasuk said he didn't make it. He got thrown into the fire. So what's going on here? Yeah. Zogus fasemes. Ein muktum uchu b'torah. What happened was like this. Moshe Rabbeinu first did not know how to make the menorah. Very complicated. Kafter prochel. How do you do it? So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I showed you Moshe Rabbeinu. I have seen it. Remember? I'll show you again. He showed him how the menorah is made. All the ideas of the menorah. So Moshe Rabbeinu tries to start making the menorah. Miksha achas, out of one solid piece of gold. How do you do it? How do you take from one solid piece of gold without combining it again together? It's impossible. Very, very difficult, right? I mean, this is exquisite piece of gold, right? You're a technician. Now, how do you do such a thing? You put it together, you can solder it, but how do you get a piece of gold, a solid piece of gold, without, you know, connecting it together again? It's very, very hard. So Moshe Rabbeinu started doing it. He found it too hard. So what did he do? Hashem said, okay, tuck it in the fire. He threw it in the fire and out came a menorah. After Sfasemes, so why do the Chatchila that way? Because Baruch Hu, you know, so Moshe Rabbeinu, it's very hard, forget about it, it's too difficult, the menorah. I know, I'm telling you, you know what, just tuck it in the fire, it's fine. Zogus Sfasemes, what does menorah represent? Chochmah. Menorah represents light. Menorah represents Torah. Menorah represents the whole Chochmah for Torah. He said, this is a remez, that every single time, whenever a person learns Torah, it's begeder doing the effort. All the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants from you for Torah is the effort. Whether you're successful, whether you're not successful, all is important for you is to do the effort. Is the merit, the vision that Shlomo has Sinai, the merit of learning Torah, that's all the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants you to do. That's all. You work. But how do you get Torah? Torah is from Shemayim. Torah is so Kodesh. And we're so Tomei. Our goof, how's our goof possibly learn Torah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, throw it into the fire. Once you've done whatever you can, throw it into the fire, and out comes the menorah, out comes Das Torah. Whenever a person learns, a person is not being able to get out from the Torah through his effort. His effort only makes it that he pays with his effort, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a hint to him with the matana. What does it say? Yagato umatsoso tamin. If you yagato, if you get me, I get avatera. If you work hard avatera, yagato umatsoso. What's umatsoso? Matsoso is a matsia. Matsoso is something that you find. Yeah, I find something in the street. It's not matsoso. Yagato, I worked, and it came to me. Yagato. Yagato. It's not matsia. Yagato. And I've earned by it, then, yeah. He says, no, you got to mitzoso. You should know when you work, it's nothing. It's no shaychus b'chlal to the result. It's like a mitzia. Completely no relevance to the action you put in, is no relevance to the result. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you mitzia every time you sit down and learn. It's a poshut matana from Rebbeinu Shlomo. So if you ask, how's it shaykh when I learn, sometimes I'm trying to, I've got its oros to learn. And my oros to learn, I don't necessarily come up with pshat. Therefore, how do I make a chepetz out of Torah? How do I make a chepetz out of Torah? We've been saying till now that when you have a oros, you should make it into a chepetz, but I can't make a chepetz out of Torah. Torah is, that is the chepetz. The chepetz is the effort sometimes. And the effort, whenever you put the effort in, out comes the out comes the chesh of Torah. The Malchut Gift gives a beautiful marshal. Malchut Gift says a marshal like this. He says a marshal of a king who says he wanted to get an apprentice. Something's going to work for him, an apprentice. It's all different sticks in the wall now. I choose an apprentice, whatever. Someone told me the whole fascinating understanding of apprentice. You want to get an apprentice now. So he said there's only one job. The job is that it's a very, very high building. And there's a ladder. And anyone who climbs a ladder and gets into the building to the top floor of the ladder, he becomes my personal assistant. He becomes my apprentice. And that is a six-figure wage. You're sorted out for life. One condition though, you've got to wear a big metal heavy helmet when you climb up. Some people put on the helmet and start walking up the stairs and walking up the ladder and walk, you're climbing. Then you see there's a gap halfway up the ladder. You see there's a huge gap between the top of the ladder and the floor where you're supposed to get into. There's a huge gap. There's no ladder there. And they give up. The king's a joker. You climb down again, finished. One person after another does this. Climbs up halfway, you see there's a huge gap. Oh, good, it's ridiculous. Climbs down. One person says, listen. If the king tells him to climb the ladder and get into that, he's not joking. He needs somebody. He needs somebody to actually be his apprentice. So it can't be a joke. It's not a trick. There must be something in this. So he climbs up all the way to the top of the ladder, and all of a sudden he gets schlepped to the top. Why? There's a magnet. On top of that floor, there's a magnet that holds onto his helmet, and from the helmet he gets schlepped into the building. That is Beshat Yigata Matzoso. With learning, our heads are so far from understanding the chashivus, understanding the koyach ha-Torah, the taharas ha-Torah. How do we do this? So all we do is we climb, put the effort in. We put that, you make the chefza just sitting down and learning, and putting there and climbing at the top of the ladder, the magnet is at the end, and the tzotah kosh bochus schleps you up and puts in the highest levels of ruchnis at the end. This parasha is full of ideas. I haven't even got through a half of what I prepared. But the idea is, the idea that runs all the way through. The main message is, don't get carried away with thoughts and ideas and structure and thinking so much about how it's going to be done and how it should be done and wow, it's amazing. Do something about it. You're inspired, make into a chetzer. Do something about it. So you're going to ask, why is it sometimes that Tamil Chachamim, you know, think about, talk about it so much often, they don't actually do something? Why is it that sometimes it's a balabatin that build the shul, and it's a balabatin that go collecting? Yeah? So I just want to give them Don Kav Schus. There's a very, very interesting medrash. The medrash says that Bein Shleilam said to Moshe Rabbeinu, make the menorah. Moshe Rabbeinu tried, and he couldn't. So Hashem said, okay, go to Betzal and he'll make it. So Shai is a hard Betzal no more than Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah? So Teresis, they say like this, beautiful. So they say that there's a moshel that the Alter Gerebbe did not had a son that was very, very ill, very ill, and he needed an operation. He went to Prague to the top doctor, needed an operation, and after the operation they found the operation was unsuccessful. Never, the surgeon botched up his operation. So the Alter Gerebbe went all the way to Prague to visit his son-in-law, and he met the surgeon there. He said to the surgeon, do you know who this person is? Do you know who I am? You know, this is talking about what Gadol, you know, he's talking about big people. How you dare botch up such an operation? You know, you can get a very bad name. He said, no, on the contrary, I'll tell you a marshal, he said. He said, there's once a diamond that was so precious, that was so expensive, they had to be cut in a particular way. Because they had to be cut in a particular way, everyone was scared to touch the diamond. All the experts were scared. You make one fault in the diamond, you can't cut the diamond. But it has to be cut. So what they do, they gave it to some little villager who's just fresh out of school, and he should cut the diamond because everyone else is so scared to botch it up, they wouldn't touch it. Right? He said, just because I knew what a gem your son-in-law is, I knew what a gem, what a family is coming from, I was so afraid that I botched up the operation. My hands were shaking when I was doing the operation. If I would have not known who he was, I would have done it a lot better. That was Peshat over here with Moshe Rabbeinu Betzalel. Moshe Rabbeinu was such a high level of Kedusha. How can I possibly make him a Neira? He was so numbed by the experience. How can I possibly do it? Hashem said, okay, you know what? Sometimes you're getting so emotionally involved in what's going on. Let Betzalel, he doesn't know exactly what it is to make him a Neira. He'll be able to make him a Neira for you. He'll go to him. He can do it. In other words, obviously sometimes a Chepta, sometimes you've got to actually work towards building something. But sometimes it doesn't matter if you don't do it, if you're not doing it because of Yerushalayim. If I'm afraid to jump in because it's posh you, Shemaiah is holding me back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry. Okay, fine, I understand, give it to somebody else. But when it's not Yerushalayim, it's something else because you don't understand the message of making a chetzer, making a nedova, not a neder, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu will have kindness. Then a Kodesh Baruch Hu will be upset. Therefore, we have to understand that when you have this Eirus, when you're inspired, let's make it real. Let's make it real. Let's make it part of us. Let's actually build. Let's become men. Let's become intellectual, you know, encyclopedias. Let's build with our koichas. You know, you heard somebody who built a institution. Wow, I want to build an institution. I can't, I haven't got money. I'm going to give money to an institution. I heard somebody, a bocher who finished us. Wow, I want to finish us. How do I do it? Let's do 5 daf a week. Start now. And who knows, sometimes unfortunately it does fall apart, but very, very often it doesn't. And you carry on, noch a daf, and you come a Talmud Chokham, and you come a Gadol Hador. And that is the idea of making a chepetz, making an adava rather than a neder, and that is a theme that goes all the way through this parasha.